USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. In Italy, rescue teams are searching for up to 12 people missing after a severe storm with the heaviest rainfall in two decades triggered a massive landslide on the resort island of Ischia near Naples. Saturday's landslide destroyed buildings and swept parked cars into the sea. At least one person died, a woman whose body was found by rescuers Saturday. A cruise ship passenger who went overboard is lucky to be alive. The passenger, identified as a 28-year-old man treading water in the Gulf of Mexico for as many as 15 hours after falling from a Carnival cruise ship late Wednesday. The man was spotted by a crew member aboard a boat carrier off Louisiana's southeast coast and airlifted to safety Thursday evening. Officials say the passenger is in stable condition. U.S. Coast Guard Search and Rescue Coordinator Lieutenant Seth Gross says it's amazing the man survived that long in the ocean.
He could have fallen into the Gulf of Mexico at 11 p.m. and been in the water for almost 22 hours. To be out in the middle of the ocean, treading water for upwards of 15 hours, is simply incredible.
There will not be a new trial in Michigan.
There will not be a new trial for the two men convicted of conspiring to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. A federal judge ruled as much on Friday, shooting down allegations of juror misconduct raised by the lawyers for Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. The two men were found guilty in August. Judge Robert Jonker wrote that he found no constitutional violation or credible evidence to convene a new hearing. Fox and Croft face up to life in prison when they're sentenced in December. Whitmer was never physically harmed. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Early voting got underway in some Georgia counties on Saturday. Chatham County was one of a few. It was initially halted there because of its proximity to a state holiday, but a judge later reversed that ruling. This is USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf. And then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
A memorial for the five people killed in Club Q in Colorado Springs has moved to the front of the building. Posters have been hung outside for the victims. Nick Ruska, co-owner of the club, says he can't thank the community enough for the support they have been seeing. The club is no longer considered an active crime scene.
Tiara, one of our newest family members here, has started a personal GoFundMe for the club staff, performers, people who are just not having that income right now just because of the fact that it is shut down.
3 years ago, YouTubers who go by Vlad, Nikki, Diana, and Nastya were friends cruising around Miami on a 97-foot yacht to celebrate a birthday. Today, they are locked in a fierce rivalry over YouTube supremacy. They're not even 10. The children are stars of three YouTube channels, Vlad and Nikki, Like Miasta, and Kids Diana Show. They are the three most popular live-action YouTube kid channels in the world with nearly 300 million YouTube subscribers between them. Now they're expanding in everything from streaming shows to branded toys to licensing deals, all worth tens of millions of dollars. The kids are all Russian. Mom and Dad, well, they're just sidekicks. NCAA football from Saturday. Here's the call on ESPN Radio.
Caleb Williams takes the snap. Back to pass. Pressure coming. Avoids it again. Wide open side up. He runs in. Touchdown. Caleb Williams extending another play. Gets another touchdown. He already struck one Heisman post tonight.
Number 6 USC beat number 13 Notre Dame 38-27. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.